Massachusetts government leaders and the state's healthcare and technology sectors have announced a new partnership. The goal? To make the Bay State home to the nation's leading cluster of digital health companies. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports the announcement shows political and industry will, but little money, at least not yet.
On a stage at Boston Children's Hospital, Governor Charlie Baker stood next to the CEOs of academic healthcare institutions and private medical companies. The governor said all the building blocks to create a digital health sector are already here.
And a big objective of this initiative, this public-private partnership, is going to be to tie those strands together in innovative ways so that we can make Massachusetts a global leader in this emerging field.
The emerging field of digital health is hard to pin down. It includes electronic health records, medical data analytics, fitness apps for smartphones, and automated home health monitoring. A consulting firm predicts a $30 billion industry over the next decade. House Speaker Robert DeLeo wants that economic infusion here.
Massachusetts has long been the national leader in providing world-class health care. We can only continue this upward trajectory if we enhance our focus on e-health.
Massachusetts is not the only place that sees the potential of digital health. In Silicon Valley, venture capital firms are raising hundreds of millions of dollars to invest in these startups. New York outspends Massachusetts in seed capital for the industry. But those in the room today say that hasn't stopped Massachusetts before.
This is a process that's already happened successfully in biotech over the last 7 years.
Jeff Leiden is the CEO of Vertex Pharmaceuticals in Boston. He says the state's 10-year billion-dollar life sciences initiative has shown the way.
And I can remember, I tell you, 10 years ago, people telling me, San Francisco is the center of the universe in biotech. It'll never happen here in Massachusetts. Wrong culture, wrong venture capitalists, no space. And look what happened. So it's definitely doable here. It's just having a concerted, integrated effort to understand those barriers and then to do something about each of those barriers.
The initiative will coordinate standard licensing agreements for startups bringing technology out of universities. That would make it easier and cheaper for entrepreneurs to get started. The state will also invest in a dedicated office space for digital health entrepreneurs in the Boston Startup Accelerator known as Mass Challenge. But Governor Baker would not say how much money he'll budget for the initiative.
Well, now, if I said that today, it would kind of spoil the announcement, now, wouldn't it? But I would also say that most of the time, the big money in any initiative is probably going to come through the work that's done by the academic medical centers and the work that's done by our private sector.
That suggests that this digital health initiative may be nowhere as big as the life sciences initiative led by Governor Deval Patrick. Some say that billion-dollar investment hasn't generated enough bang for the buck.
I know, of course. Where's the money? That's the next question.
That's Jacqueline Tong, the co-founder of a startup called Clio Health. The online company helps doctors track patient symptoms between visits. She has a pilot program with a medical provider in Springfield. Tong says while funding is important, startups also need access to healthcare institutions and researchers.
But in order for a digital health company to succeed, they need to demonstrate value and traction. And if you do that, then you can go somewhere else and get money if you have to. But if you can't get traction locally, then you really have to leave.
The state wants to make sure startups don't leave. The digital health initiative is a clear political signal without a dollar amount behind it thus far. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.